Matthew chapter 27. When the morning had come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took advice against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and brought him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, who had betrayed him, when he saw that he had been condemned, repented and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." And they said, "What is that to us? You take care of that." And he threw down the pieces of silver in the temple, and departed, and went and hung himself. And the chief priests took the silver pieces, and said, "It is not lawful to put them into the treasury, because it is the price of blood." And they took advice, and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. So that field was called the Field of Blood until this day. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was valued, whom those of the children of Israel did value, and gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord appointed me." And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus said to him, "You're right." And when he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then Pilate said to him, "Don't you hear how many things they testify against you?" And he answered not a word, so that the governor was very much amazed. Now at that feast, the governor usually released to the people a prisoner of their choosing. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they had gathered together, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" Because he knew that for envy they had delivered him. When he sat down on the judgment seat, his wife sent to him, saying, "Have nothing to do with that honest man, because I have suffered many things today in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude to ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered them, "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" They said, "Barabbas." Pilate said, "What shall I do then with Jesus, who is called Christ?" They all said to him, "Let him be crucified." And the governor said, "Why, what wrong has he done?" But they shouted the more, saying, "Let him be crucified." When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a riot was starting, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this honest person. You see to it." Then all the people answered and said, "His blood be on us and on our children." Then he released Barabbas to them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he gave the order for him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered the whole band of soldiers, and they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. And when they had woven a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a pole in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they spat on him and took the pole and struck him on the head. And after they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him and put his own clothes on him and led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. They compelled him to carry his cross. And when they had come to a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink mingled with gall. And when he had tasted, he would not drink. And they crucified him and divided his garments, drawing straws, so that it would be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, "They divided my lot, my garments among them, and for my vesture they cast lots." And sitting down, they watched him there, and set up over his head his accusation written, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then were two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, "You who destroys the temple and builds it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, "He saved others, he can't save himself. If he is the king of Israel, let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him, because he said, 'I am the Son of God.' The thieves also who were crucified with him threw the same in his teeth. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus shouted with a loud voice, saying, 'Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani,' that is to say, 'My God, why have you forsaken me?' Some of those who stood there when they heard that said, 'This man calls for Elijah.' And immediately one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a pole and offered it to him to drink. The rest said, 'Let alone, let's see whether Elijah will come to save him.' And Jesus, when he had shouted again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And the veil of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks tore, and the graves were opened. And many bodies of the saints who slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many. Now when the centurion and those who were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that were done, they were very afraid, saying, 'Truly this was the Son of God.' And many women were there watching from a distance, who followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, among whom was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James and Joses, and the mother of Zebedee's children. When the evening had come, a rich man of Arimathea came, named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and begged for the body of Jesus, and Pilate commanded the body to be given to him. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had cut out in the rock, and he rolled a huge stone to the door of the tomb and went away. And there was Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sitting opposite the tomb. Now the next day that followed, the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together to Pilate, saying, 'Sir, we remember that that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, "After 3 days I will rise again. Command, therefore, that the tomb be secured until the third day, or his disciples might come at night and steal him away and say to the people, "He has risen from the dead." So the last error shall be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a watch, go your way, make it as sure as you can." So they went and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting a watch.